This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's the big topic this week. It is the 2026 Roseburg Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And promoter Joe Pate, been doing this for a long time. He is joining us this morning. Joe, good morning. Welcome back to Roseburg.
Kyle, this is our 30th year together, and you know what? I think we had just gotten out of high school when we started these shows, didn't we?
Yeah, we'll go with that one. This is like a big doings. I mean, you had the one in Eugene last weekend. You've got other ones in the region. This one in Roseburg, though, people really turn out for. Talk about why people should come out and check it out.
Well, as you know, Kyle, our goal has always been to just try to unite the public with outdoor recreational opportunities, whether it's fishing, hunting, camping, backpacking, hiking, biking, RVing, ATVing, etc. So I think we've got a nice wide variety of vendors. We've got some tremendous attractions, and we'll be ready to go this weekend, Friday, starting at noon.
And you really take up just about all of the fairgrounds with this.
We do. You know, I was just thinking of this on the way up to do this interview, that this is our 30th anniversary, and yet I'm still pointing to people to go down to the exhibit building, which is actually the largest set of exhibits that we have and some of the best attractions. For instance, the Wild Eagle Encounter is there, and last weekend, if this is any indication, the Birdman of Las Vegas does a tremendous job of that. He has a condor. He has a battler eagle, it's called. And funny spelling, but sounds like battler. And that eagle actually, and a white eagle, and they swoop down and grab the fish right out of the pond that he has set up, which is the only, to our knowledge, the only show of its kind where you can actually see a reenactment of a wildlife, prey-predator situation. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. You've got a giant fish tank as well with a number of folks out there.
Yeah, we do. We have the fish tank. We'll have Dave Jones will handle the scheduling. You can go to exposureshows.com to see the specific schedules. Of course, it'll be in the program, and it'll be listed on the tank over the weekend. But we usually have some pretty good experts explaining techniques and tips on how to catch particular species in our local waters.
And one of the things, especially for people, if this is a newer thing, is the Sportsman's Theater, all the different folks, the experts that can take people if they barely know something, but they've got an interest in it and help them learn.
I noticed, Kyle, in both schedules, the fish tank and the Sportsman's Theater, that we have a lot of one-on-one type stuff, which is the idea. You know, having people that are in the know explain different opportunities that exist in the outdoors.
Yeah, and of course, around here, a lot of opportunities in the Umpqua Valley for people to get out and do things, which is why this show is so popular. I mean, with RVs and just different things people can enjoy. And especially here we are in February, the weather feels more like March. People are ready to get out and do some of this stuff.
Yeah, and we've added a new kind of an activity that we're emphasizing this year. It's called Nature's Provisions. It's under the guise of the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, which is free to sign up, and I'm hoping everybody in the Roseburg market that signs up for it. It's a round-trip airfare to Maine to actually harvest lobsters on a lobster boat and have a lobster feed and a tour of Cadillac Mountain and Acadia National Park, which is the second most popular park after Yellowstone. But the Nature's Provisions aspects of this are, we have huckleberries and mushrooms and just the different organic foods and such, even a coffee maker that's organic coffee. So the idea being that, the foraging activities are really a passive form of outdoor recreation, and we're trying to emphasize it this year with our little promotion.
You know, you mentioned the Great Maine Lobster Hunt. I had to look up the map to figure out exactly where Maine is because I've never been back there, but that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you something, the interesting thing about it, we try to have something special for the folks every year. Sign up to win type of a deal. And this one is one we created. You couldn't duplicate it. what we have. Billy Bob Falkingham, you can check him out on YouTube and online. He's quite a stud, a fifth or sixth generation lobsterman, and he fits the part. He's a fascinating man, and he's willing to take the people out both on the lobstering, because he's a full-fledged lobsterman, but also for a tour of the bay with Ironbind Island and some other 100-foot cliffs, porpoises, whales, etc., seals. It should be a very interesting and exciting trip all the way around. And again, it speaks to the outdoors and the state of Maine. And we also have a Maine bear hunt that the Oregon Hunters Association will be giving away for free. So we've got a lot of activities. Sotar Rafts, an international raft company, is here at the show this year. We've got the Capture the Wild photo contest. We have Mel's Marine has got a beautiful boat display this year with all different types of boats. And, you know, Clint Newell and CNX is doing an outdoor, what do we call it, off-road outpost, all kinds of tricked up rigs. And so, you know, we're inviting some new people with ATVs down from Willamette Harley-Davidson and Polaris. So we've got all kinds of activities for the all kinds of goods. But then we have a whole series of things, starting with the climbing wall for the kids and the Pepsi. This, for 30 years, the Pepsi Fish Pond has emerged as the number one attraction for kids every year. And how about that, huh? Pepsi's a great partner for us, and we just appreciate having them do this every year and putting up with all the vagaries of the acquiring the fish and getting things done in a proper fashion. It's becoming more and more difficult to do this. But Pepsi's a tougher than a bag of hammers, and they're out there every year promoting it, and so we're very happy to have that. We also have an archery range that is attached to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife Hunter Education Program, and we have the National Wild Turkey Federation's BB gun shoot, a real BB gun shoot right here in the show. So all kinds of things to do for kids.
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of those things that there is usually a line when you open up of people waiting to get in, and you can't say that about a lot of special events, but folks are pretty excited about this. Great weather for much of the weekend, and of course, we'll be out there to talk with some of these experts you've mentioned and some of these people tomorrow, so looking forward to that as well.
Well, you know, again, we're never overconfident. You're only as good as your last at bat. But I think that the manner in which this Roseford or Douglas County market has embraced the show over the years, that we're both proud to present it, but very humble to know that it's been so well received.
All right, Joe Pate, promoter for the 30th Annual Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It opens tomorrow. Joe, we'll see you out there then.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thanks, Kyle. We'll see you folks out there.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report. As temperatures